I went to Ziyara twice this year.
I have so many pictures of Imam Raza's shrine.
I think it's very humbling to visit the Ziyara of Imam Raza alayhi salam.
I've had this picture as my background for so long.
When you actually go into the shrine, you feel a sense of tranquility and peace that you don't really get anywhere else.
Wherever you are in the world, you're never far from Allah. And although we may be physically distant from Imam Raza's shrine, it doesn't mean that we can't have the same relationship as those who are close to him. Imam Ridha, alayhi salam, he's my favourite imam, just because of so many things. The subject I'm studying, medicine, he was a pioneer in that. He wrote a dissertation on medicine. He loved languages and he loved animals, so all the things that I really love as well.
And I think that by going to Ziyara, my relationship with the imam has strengthened from that, and just generally my spirituality with Islam as well.
One of the hadith that I remember from Imam Ridha, alayhi salam, was that he instructed his Shia to be truthful and trustful.
Alhamdulillah, it just works out. When you have the right intention to go, it always works out and you will end up going. If Imam calls you, you will go. When I have problems, I find that it's very nice to go into sujood, so sajda, I find that very therapeutic, and it's like you have a connection with God, but also by having a connection with God, you also have a connection with the Imam of our time. I would relate to Imam Raza when I'm suffering with problems, and more directly when you visit the harem of Imam Raza, obviously, then it's almost like you can talk to him there, so that's more a direct way.
I ask Imam Raza, humbly, if he can be my guarantor for this life and for the next life, inshallah, the same way he was for the deer and for many animals that sought refuge in his shrine.
Assalamu alaikum, ya Imam Raza. Please give me the opportunity to visit you again.